the man that says what the people need to hear.
Somebody need to hear this.
That's right.
He's going to be bringing you the word each and every week. You better not only be ready, but stay ready.
Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
The time is up. It's the moment you've been waiting for. He's here. It's the Raw and Uncut Podcast with Pastor Radden. Service starts now.
Amen, 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 amen. God is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for tuning in. This is another edition of Bible study this Wednesday evening. Amen, amen. Just need another minute or so, and then we're going to go ahead and get started with a word of prayer. And we're going to go into our lesson on today. Amen. God is great. God is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah, God. I got some work going on outside. Amen. They're tearing down a shed back there and whatnot, a raggedy shed. And my wife, she finally got that to happen. So I got my guy at my job. They tearing it down out there as we speak. Amen. Bless your holy name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Ready to go ahead and jump into this Bible study. So let us go ahead and get started. Let's give God the praise and the honor because he is worthy. Amen. And we're going to go ahead and jump right in it. Amen. I see on here it says slow connection, but I hope we don't have no issues. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, for this Bible study on this evening, God. Lord, we come here tonight to give you praise, honor, and glory because you are worthy, Lord. Father God, bless this Bible study on tonight. Use me in a mighty way. In Jesus' holy name, anoint me, Heavenly Father, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I pray that the people of God, as always, Father God, will see you in me, Heavenly Father, not just me, but they will see you, Father God, and they will hear you through me, Father God. I am just a vessel in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Use me as you will. Have your way be done, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You are King of kings and Lord of lords, God of all gods, the one true wise God. Father God, we love you. We praise you. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah, God. Amen. Still saying slow connection. My baby's the first one on. Amen. That's my honey brown sugar of 24 years. Lord willing, August will be 25 years. We've been married. My beautiful baby's tuning in. She's listening to me on her way home from work. Amen. God bless her. Amen. God bless each and every last one of you. I am Elder Dakota Radden. I am the assistant pastor at Restoration Community Outreach Ministries under the leadership of the senior pastor, the mighty, mighty woman of God, Pastor Tonetta Robinson, who I'm glad the Holy Spirit had led me that way. Amen. I used my wife to go there first, and then I ended up going with her. Amen. That was over 20 some years ago. May the 11th. Amen. May the 11th. And a few more days will be my 20th year of being a part of that church. I still got my certificate as a member. It said May the 11th, my membership. Amen. Hallelujah, God. 2004. Hallelujah, God. So it will be 20 years that I've been a member there. Amen. God bless my pastor and my bishop, the overseer, the mighty Bishop John Willie Robinson Jr. Amen. As I call him, Triple B, the big bad bishop. Amen. He is the overseer. Amen. And we are under the leadership of our prelay, Bishop Andre Sexton, and Evangelist Audrey Sexton, way out there in Sierra Vista, Arizona. Amen. Thank God for them. Bless them. Awesome, awesome leaders of Calvary's Rock. Amen. An awesome organization to be a part of. A blessed organization. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah, God. I got a phone call from another minister coming in. I will call him when I'm finished. We're going to jump over ahead and jump right into it. Amen. There is a lot going on in this world today. Amen. Hallelujah, God. A lot going on. Amen. You got wars going on between at least four different countries with Russia, Ukraine, and Israeli, and Hamas, as they call it, or the Palestinians, whatever the case may be. We got a lot that's going on. Students are protesting all over the place, getting, some of them have even gotten kicked out of school, as I've learned from today. And that's, I get it, you protesting and whatnot, man, but the United States don't have, at least what I know, don't have a thing to do with it and whatnot, but you got people protesting and losing scholarships and get kicked out of school for that stuff. They just want the violence to end. Hey, man, you do have a lot of those people from those countries that are goes to those schools and they're protesting for the war to end, the ceasefire. It's a lot going on right now, presidential race going on and all of that type of stuff. The Wi-Fi on your phone. Hey, man, I know something must be going on. It keeps saying slow connection. Hey, man, hallelujah, God. I don't know if that's going to be it. You say cut off the Wi-Fi. Amen. Hallelujah, God. I want to know, can everybody still hear me now? As I would say, cut off the Wi-Fi on your phone. Amen. So that's what I did. I cut off the Wi-Fi. Let me know if you can or cannot hear me. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name, Jesus. We're going to come out, but with all of that that's going on, we have to be bold in what we do. Amen. We have to be bold. And that's why I like 2 Timothy. Amen. 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter. I'm in 2 Corinthians. I need to go to 2 Timothy and 1:7. What the God gives us, and he does not give us the spirit of fear. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name, Jesus. God does not give us the spirit of fear, but of love and of peace, of love and of power and of a sound mind. And we're going to go ahead and get into it. Amen. Hallelujah, God, because that's what God does. God does not have no scared soldiers in his army. We do not have the spirit of fear. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, baby. I had my work phone with me and I cut it off. I don't know if that was the other Wi-Fi. but he does not. God is raising up an army of soldiers, amen, some prayer warriors, and we have to be praying. Like I said, it's a lot of stuff in this day and age that's going on, and we got to be prayerful about it. You got to be praying about your situation at your home. You got to be praying about your job. You got to be praying about your family. You got to be praying about people that you know, people that you don't know, things that's going on in the world. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name. That's why you have to keep your pastors in prayer, because they got so much on their heart and their mind. You got to keep them lifted up. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Big Smooch, Big Marion Tillman, for tuning in. God bless you, brother. Amen. We got so much stuff that's going on right now. Amen. God does not give us the spirit of fear. Amen. And as soon as I get it, I'll read that. Amen. It says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Hallelujah, God. Those are the people that he's raising up. Amen. This is not the time to be fearful. This is not the time to be going backwards. It's so much stuff we got to do. Christians are warriors. Hallelujah, God. The devil is a liar. Amen. We don't have time to be scared. You might have something going on in your own body. That's a health scare. As I said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. Cancer is not a death sentence. Hallelujah, God. There's nothing too hard for God. You got to pray no matter what you have. I don't care what it is. Nothing is too hard for God. He's a healer. He's a keeper. You got to believe in what you're praying for. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name, God. God is great. God is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah, God. You got to continue to pray for these things. Like I said, there's a lot going on in this nation. We got people that are sick. We got people that are dying. You got teenagers out here getting guns and killing people and doing all kinds of foolishness. They shooting at the police. If they shooting at the police, what do you think they think about you and I that don't wear a badge or a uniform like that? Amen. You got to be prayerful. Hallelujah, God. There's no respect for the law. There's no respect for adults. We are living in some turbulent times right now. It's turbulence. Like I say, if you ever flew on an airplane and it shakes a little bit, depending on where you're going and what you're doing and whatnot, the plane shakes, that's called turbulence. We're living in turbulent times right now. Amen. But nevertheless, God is still in control. I am not scared. I will keep praying. I'm a child of the Most High God. I'm encouraging you to keep doing so. God don't have no weaklings in his army. Amen. Hallelujah, God. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go all the way to 1 Samuel about something about David and Goliath when it talks about not having the spirit of fear. Amen. In the book of 1 Samuel, in the 17th verse, I ain't going to say everybody knows, or some people might not know about the story of David and Goliath. Amen. Hey, Nate, how you doing, young man? That's my deacon in training, the future preacher there. Amen. Thank you for tuning in, young man. the cameraman at the church, the IT man, him and his brother. King David, before he was a king, fought the big 9-foot-tall giant. And obviously, according to this, David, well, he made everybody look small. David probably wasn't the biggest man in the world. But I know one thing. David was not afraid to fight a 9-foot man. Amen. David was not afraid to fight a 9-foot man. Amen. Hallelujah. And the giant name was Goliath. David did not have the spirit of fear. They was going back and forth with some words. Amen. And I'm going to just tell you a couple of words what they were saying. Amen. When you look at 1 Samuel, I just say started off in the 45th chapter. Well, let's say, see, now David said, now this man, one man, had a whole army of men running, scared. Hallelujah, God. One man had a whole army running, including King Saul. King Saul was the king during this time, and he was with the army, and they were running from one man. Hallelujah, God. I mean, you got to read that story in the book of 1 Samuel, and you'll see all of this type of stuff. They were scared out of their wits. They were scared to death. Amen. And then here comes the future king, King David. He comes out there. I'm cutting through a whole lot to cut it short. And the giant Goliath came close to David. And he was talking to David. And he told David, he said, that I am a dog. He said that you come to me with sticks. And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me. I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. So he telling David, you come over here, I'm going to kill you. The birds going to be pecking your eyes out and eating the flesh, and the beast from the field is going to come out and going to be eating your body and all of that type of stuff. Well, 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 guess what David said? Then David said to the Philistine, talking about the giant, the 9-foot giant, David said, you come with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, who you defied. Hallelujah, God. He said, this is what David told him now. He said, this day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. In King James Version, he said, I will smite you and I'm going to take your head from you. And the way how we speak, David said, I'm going to kill you and then I'm going to cut your head off. That's exactly what David told a 9-foot man. That's what David told him. So David had no fear of him. He said he came in the name of the Lord. That's all the protection that he needed. He didn't have a gang of guys behind him. He didn't have his friends. He didn't have an army. He came by himself and he said, I come in the name of the Lord. That's who I come with. And he said, I'm going to kill you and I'm going to cut your head off. My God. My God. And that's exactly what he did. And it said, this day, I got to say it again, the Lord will deliver you into my hand and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give your carcasses to the field and the birds of the air. Hallelujah, God. And the beasts of the earth, and all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. No fear, because God doesn't give us the spirit of fear. Hallelujah, God. That means if there's a sickness in your body, you should have no fear. Hallelujah, God. If you're working hard on your job and for whatever reason your job shuts down and you think there goes your source of income, you should have no fear. Hallelujah, God. The devil is a liar. There is no fear, because I know what the devil going to say. What you going to do now? You're already behind on your bills. Or how you going to continue to pay this? You just got a new car. You just bought a new house. You just had a newborn baby. How you going to pay for them Pampers and all that? No fear. Because the Lord, the Bible says he gives us the spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. That's what he gives us, not fear. Hallelujah. There should be no fear when it comes to spiritual things. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name. That word is not in there for nothing. My God, no fear. Well, I'm sorry, brother, so-and-so, Mr. So-and-so. You've been diagnosed with cancer. And nothing is too hard for God. Bless your holy name, God. Nothing is too hard for God. No fear. This thing saying slow connection. Please bear with me if we're having some issues going on. No fear. Hallelujah, God. That's 2 Samuel, or that's 1 Samuel in the 17th chapter, talking about David and Goliath. And the one thing that I wanted to write, and it says now, and after David said that, it says, so it was the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David. So Goliath came toward David. What do you think David did? Let's say A, did David just stand still? B, did David run backwards? Or C, did David run at it? What you think David did? Hallelujah, God. They say then, so then the Philistine arose and came and draw near to meet David. And David hurried and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. He ran toward him. He didn't walk. He didn't jog. He ran at him because he wasn't scared. No fear. Hallelujah, God. You talking about some little man, probably 5 foot something, against a 9 foot man and some change. Matter of fact, Elijah was darn near 10 feet tall. He was 9 foot and some change. Almost 9 feet, 9 inches, if I ain't mistaken. It describes how big he is when it talks about the cubits and the span. Then you got to know about how the cubits is the feet and the span, the inches and all of that type of stuff. He ran toward him. That's what you got to do. Hallelujah, God. You can't be running from the devil. The devil been trying to jack me up with stuff. The devil come at you, get your finances, but you got to have no fear. You got to have faith and belief. Hallelujah, God. I'm a witness to it. I'm a witness, but I'm still here. The enemy been attacking my finances for years. As soon as I get paid, they got to go out on bills. Bills, bills, bills. Can't go to this place, can't go to this place, can't buy this place, can't buy this thing, can't do what I want to do because it all going to the man with bills. Hallelujah, God. And it's aggravating and it's frustrating. I done been there. I know what it's like. You're praying and it seems like it's just bouncing off the ceiling back on top of your head. Lord, do you hear me? I'm asking to get out of debt. I'm asking for you to open up a door and make a way. I could have easily folded up my tent and just said, bump all of this. I'm going back out into the street. Y'all can have it. My flesh wanted to do that. My flesh wanted to do that. Thank you, Brian McKnight. Thank you, teammate or classmate, for tuning in. Amen. Sister Gallman, God bless each and every last one of you. Sister Myers, thank you for tuning in. Sister Crystal Denise, God bless you. I wanted to fold tent. I wanted to stop. It was bothering me something terrible. Even my pastor might be even shocked to know about a certain thing. I mean, even my wife, like, baby, what's wrong with you? I mean, my head hurt. I think I'm even worried about, I might even mess around and have an aneurysm or something. All these darn bills just keep coming. Bills, bills, like we just can't get no break. It don't make no sense how all of this stuff. I'm sitting here praising God. I'm magnifying God. I'm doing this and that. And every time we get paid, every 14 days, every 2 weeks, we kicking out to the man and we're still up to dead in our eyeballs. Hallelujah, God. But oh my God, one day, my God, one day, boy, when you least expect it, because I kept coming to church. I kept preaching. I kept sitting in this chair and I kept teaching. I kept living holy at the house. I kept living holy on my job. I kept living holy everywhere that I go. Hallelujah, God. Kept on listening to the prophesies that's been prophesied. I just kept on going. Hallelujah, God. Keep telling the devil that he is a liar. I'm a child of the Most High God. Hallelujah, God. The Bible says I am who I am. I know I'm a man of God. I'm a righteous man of God. I'm a holy man of God. God is going to open up a door and he's going to make a way. I am the head and not the tail. I, hallelujah, God, am the lender and not the borrower. I can be in debt up to my eyeballs. I am the lender and not the borrower. I'm blessed coming in and blessed coming out. You got to continue to tell yourself this stuff. Oh, but one day, yes, he is a liar. I mess around and check that mailbox. You hear me? Oh, my God. My God, all I say is God is great. God is great. God is great. Faithfulness, hallelujah, God. The word of God says without faith is impossible to please him. That's what the word says. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name. You got to keep on. You got to keep believing. You got to keep pushing. You got to keep one foot in front of the other. You got to keep going. You got to keep praising. You got to keep magnifying. If tears come in your eyes, late nights, hallelujah, God, you got to keep praying. You hear what the woman of God said? The just shall live by faith. That's the word. Hallelujah, God. And that's what you got to do. God is faithful. He is a diligent rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You got to continue to seek him diligently, faithfully. Believe what you're praying in. My God, one day, hallelujah, God. God came through. You know the old song, he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah, God. He's an on-time God. Bless your holy name now. Bless your holy name now. I tell you what. The deep freezer is full. And it's going to stay full. Hallelujah, God. Because one time before, it wasn't too full. We was eating. We weren't hungry. We weren't starving. But I know one thing. That deep freezer full now. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name. God is great and greatly to be praised because he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Y'all know that song. Hallelujah, God. He may not come when I wanted him 10, 15 years ago, but he's here. He came when I needed him. Hallelujah, God. I'm going to make one little small testimony that a lot of people don't even know about. And I ain't ashamed to say it. Them people called me about my darn car. And you got one more payment to miss. And we coming and snatching it from you. But like I said, one day, check the mailbox. Hallelujah, God. My God. Bless your holy name. God is an on-time God. Yes, he is. Them car people ain't called me for a long time. Paid them in full and whatnot. Payments. I'm paying them before, ahead of time now, before the due date. Because I got it to do that now. Hallelujah, God. Amen. God is an on-time God. Amen. Hallelujah, God. He does not give us the spirit of fear. You got to keep praying. You got to keep pushing. You got to keep magnifying God. You got to keep lifting him up. You got to keep telling people how great God is in spite of your situation. Hallelujah. Things might not be going good for you. Hallelujah. But somebody's rejoicing. Somebody's happy somewhere. Everybody's not miserable. Everybody's not doom and gloom. I get in my flesh. I get upset. I get discouraged. Hallelujah, God. Because I was wondering, I said, where, God? Where is my help coming? And when is it coming now? All these years of faithfulness. Every time I look on social media, somebody going somewhere, somebody going to Las Vegas, somebody going to the Bahamas, somebody going to Jamaica, somebody going somewhere. I'm like, well, golly, must be nice. Man, when am I going to be able to go somewhere? Now, I know all y'all saying, oh, wait a minute. October, you went to the Bahamas. Yeah, I went to the Bahamas. That was for a wedding. It wasn't like it was something that me and my wife planned that we going to Bahamas next year and we going to be chilling on the boat and all that. Man, please. Anyway, y'all don't even know the story behind that. It's not as gracious as you might think it is, but never mind. We made it out there and back. So when people, it ain't what you think it is. I'm telling you now. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name. Now, if I want to go to the Bahamas now on my own dime and all of that type of stuff, me and my wife can go if we want to go. But we know we're choosing to do some smart stuff right now. So we're trying to take care of some other things. Amen. Because God is great. Amen. And I'm going to be a good steward of what he has given me. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Because that's what God is raising up. Remember, like I said, of love and of power and of a sound mind. Be good stewards of whatever God give you. Be a good steward. Don't blow it on stupid stuff. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name, God. Be a good steward. Be faithful and dedicated. Pastor said something Sunday in her word. My God. That woman preached Sunday. You hear me? Pastor lost her ever-loving mind Sunday preaching that word. Hallelujah, God. The spirit just took completely over. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name. Amen. Confident. Be bold and confident and courageous. Hallelujah, God. Pastor was basically talking on that, and I wrote somewhere down at the bottom of that page, faith over fear. God's soldiers don't retreat. They push forward. I wrote that while she was preaching. Hallelujah, God. I said, boy, this sounds like something I could talk about Wednesday. Hallelujah, God. I can be getting stuff out of the message that she gave. Hallelujah, God. But see, she said something. She came out, and I love this in 2 Corinthians in the 4th chapter. Bless your holy name, God. When she was saying that, And I always love reading because, see, we as Christians, it says that we are hard pressed or perplexed on every side. Hallelujah. We're hard pressed on every side, but yet not crushed. Hallelujah, God. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. That's us. Hallelujah, God. You're going to take some hits. Y'all know what they used to say about the time X. What did you say about the time X? What? It takes a what and keep on what? You know what? That's us. Hallelujah, God. Because that devil going to do all that he can to shoot. Hallelujah. The devil going to do all that he can to take you out. There go my man, Mighty Mike Johnson, man. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in, Mighty Mike. That devil go do all that he can to doggone hit you and to take you down and discourage you. Amen. You got to have on that armor of God. I told you that helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah, God. Your sword, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. See, this is your sword. This is what you cutting the devil's head off with. Hallelujah. And them demons that he be sending after your sword. Hallelujah. Your faith. That faith that I was talking about, it said, without faith it's impossible to please him. That's your shield. You got your sword and your shield in your hand. Hallelujah, God. Well, I ain't got no sword right now, but see, I keep my knife. You got your shield and you got your sword in hand, and boy, you ready. You ready to fight. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name, because the word of God says the battle is not yours, it's mine. I'm fighting them with faith. I'm fighting them with scriptures. I'm fighting them with belief. That's what I'm fighting the enemy with. Hallelujah, God. I heard years ago, Bishop T.D. Jakes said years ago, hey, man, don't get in the ring with the devil. Don't get in the ring, but what you do, you stand outside the ring, you throw them scriptures in there at him. Because remember what Jesus said to him. He said, it is written. That's what he said. He didn't physically pick the devil up and body slam him. He said, it is written. You put the word on the enemy. That's what you do to him. That's why you got to have that word in your heart. Greater is he that's within me than he that's in the world. Hallelujah, God. I am the head and not the tail. And that's what you got to let them know. I am blessed to God. No weapon formed against me. Weapons may form, but they will not prosper. You can put that gun at me all you want to, devil, but that bullet is not going to penetrate, because I have on the armor of God. It might just even backfire in your face. Hallelujah, God. I get excited about the word of God. Hallelujah, God. Bless your name, Jesus. Your sword, your shield, your belt of truth, your shoes of peace. Hallelujah, God. Bless your name. Kirk, big brother, what's going on, man? The original OG from Hickory Ridge. What it do? Thank you for tuning in, brother. That's what God is all about, baby. You got to have that faith. No fear. Like I said, we're pressed, but we're not crushed. We're not in despair. We're not destroyed. Like they said about the old Timex watch, we know what it keeps doing. Hallelujah, God. It takes and what it keeps doing. It says it takes a licking, but what? It don't stop. It keeps on ticking. Hallelujah. That was the slogan of Timex watch back in the day. They don't even run that commercial no more. That was back in the day. Hallelujah, God. But you got to keep pushing. Amen. Faith over fear. Amen. Because you know, and many of us maybe have heard the acronym, amen, for fear, F-E-A-R. Many of you heard it. This ain't nothing new. And some may have heard it, but haven't heard it yet. But it says, you know, you can either do two things with F-E-A-R. You can forget everything and run. F-E-A-R. Forget everything and run. That's fear. Or you can face everything and rise. Hallelujah, God. I choose to rise up. Bless your holy name. It said that David ran toward the enemy. David ran at Goliath because he wasn't scared of him. Hallelujah, God. Don't be scared of your enemy. Whatever your thing. Remember the song with Donald Lawrence had some years ago? Giants, they fall. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Giant. Well, I played that in my car a little bit, man. You will pump that bad boy and you will be bumping to that. Because giants, they got to come down. Oh, man, they got to come down. Giants, but if y'all ain't heard that in a while, that'll get you excited. Giants, they got to come down. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. That saying been out before I was even born. Giants, they got to come down. What's a giant in your life? Debt, lack, not enough, a sickness, finance, hallelujah, God. That can be a giant in your life, but it got to come down. It's not going to stay there. Storms don't last always. This too shall pass. Hallelujah, God. Have them scriptures in your heart. You put the word on it. And when something is not going right spiritually, put the word on it. If you sleeping in your bed and you cannot sleep, you're tossing and you're turning, while you up, you might as well start praying. You up now, you can't sleep. Might be a reason why you're not sleeping. There you go, sis. You know, that's my pet peeve about that forgiveness. I got something else too that I wanted to get on. Amen. And before I get ready to close that, now, I ain't gonna lie. Now, Brother Kurt, I got this from Bishop Eric Davis. I heard this on the radio Sunday. That Bishop Eric Davis, good Lord, another OG, old OG from the neighborhood. He's a man of God, Bishop Davis from Word of Truth. See, he was saying something. See, Romans 8:28. And see, I want to do, because see, you got to know who you are in Christ. You got to know who you are in Christ. Romans 8:28. He said a key word that, man, I ain't even thought nothing about it all the years that I read it. And it's one word. And it's T-H-E. It's the. Now, I know what you mean by the? Now, we know that all things work together for the good for those who love God. To those who are the called according to his purpose. See, I just ran over it, y'all. See, that's another thing. When I be praying on my wife every morning before I go to work, that's one of the scriptures I say. I might not say it every day, but about 5 or 4 times a week, I say this right here, Romans 8:28. For I say, and we know that all things work together for good for those who love God. And I say, and we love you, God. My wife and I, we love you. It said things work for the good for those who love God. And right after that, it said to those who are not called according to his purpose, it said the called. Well, who is the called? And man, the examples that he used, my goodness. I wish I could take credit for it, but I can't. You see, it resonated with me when he said the call. And the example that I'm seeing, because you can talk a good game, but are you called by God? Hallelujah, God. You can say some things, but are you called by God? Amen. That's, and to be honest with you, the sister just reminded me when she said unforgiveness. Thank you, Sister Gallman. You reminded me of something right there. Because, see, if you are the called, see, when people done you wrong, when people done lied on you, when they done cheated on you, when they done stole from you, you want to just do away with them. Hallelujah, God. But the word of God tells me I still got to pray for them. I still got to love them. Hallelujah, God. Only the called will do so. Hallelujah, God. Those that are not called, you just want to clap back and whatnot. You don't have no forgiveness in your heart. You're wrestling with unforgiveness. But like I said, if you're wrestling with it, keep praying to God to put some forgiveness in your heart. That's the one thing that's going to keep a lot of people out of heaven, because you don't want to forgive somebody. Oh, my God, I can go into that for a little while. But what he was saying is the call. Everybody who knows me personally, that goes to church with me, that works with me, that grew up with me, everybody knows who my favorite professional football team is. Y'all know my Lakers, even though they're out of it. I'm a Laker man. I'm a Cowboys man. Everybody knows that. Chop, chop, Chico, Chico. What up, boy? Thank you for tuning in. Everybody knows I'm a diehard Dallas Cowboy fan. But see, that's the thing. I'm a fan, but I'm not on the team. I wasn't called to be on. I'm not on the team. I don't know what the playbook is. See this right here? This is the playbook. Are you on God's team? The Holy Bible, do you know the playbook? Hallelujah. I don't know the playbook of the Dallas Cowboys or whatever your football team is, or basketball, whatever your team is. You don't know the playbook. I can wear the jersey. I can holler their name. I can scream their name from the rooftop, but I'm not on the team. Hallelujah, God. I don't know nothing about that. Amen. Same thing with the spiritual. Amen. You can talk a good game, but are you on the team? Are you one of God's disciples now? Are you showing love to those who don't love you? Do you not mind giving and say, God loves a cheerful giver? Are you giving with a grudge in your heart? Are you giving cheerfully? Hallelujah, God. What kind of giving are you giving? Amen. Hallelujah, God. Amen. God bless you, Bishop Robinson. Amen. Bruce Robinson. God bless you, mighty man of God. Good man of God there. Are you on the team? I'm not on the team. I'm not caught. That's not my thing. But the point is, if you go talk a good game, are you showing love to people who don't love you? Are you forgiving those that be mean and despitefully use you? Hallelujah. Don't you let one person or a group of people or a race of people or whomever keep you out of the heaven. Judgment day is coming. Judgment day is coming. Hallelujah, God. Classmate, Reggie Nixon. God bless you, man. Thank you for tuning in, man. Judgment day is coming. You got to have forgiveness in your heart. You call yourself a child of God. If you call yourself a child, are you really and truly a child of the Most High God? There's other factors, but see, those are some of the big things right there that people have so much of a hard time with, is that forgiveness. You got to get that forgiveness out of your heart, that unforgiveness. You got to. You got to stop that foolishness. I ain't said it's easy. Somebody do you wrong, they steal from you, they lie on you, they cheat you. You human, I get in the flesh, you get mad. When people do you wrong, people take advantage of Christians. They think we're weak. They think we're slow. But we're far from it. God knew what he was doing when he chose you. That's why everybody's not chosen. Everybody's not going to make it into heaven. As soon as everybody die, we're talking about they looking down on some. That's not the case. Everybody's not looking down, as we say, because everybody ain't going to make it in. Hallelujah, God. What kind of lifestyle did they lead before they closed their eyes for the final time? See, that's some hard stuff that people don't want. That's reality. That's real and that's raw. My God. I might talk about this some other time. Amen. Hallelujah, God. There you go, Mighty Mike. The playbook, baby. Mike is a diehard Cowboy fan, but he ain't on the team. He ain't on the team. He can wear the jersey, but he's not on the team. I got jerseys, but I ain't on the team. You out here talking a good game that you love Jesus. Really? Then prove it. Show it. Because God knows your heart. You might get fooled me, but you can't fool him. You can't fool him. He knows you. I done told you, he knows your thought before you even think it. He knows it. It's in the Bible. It tells you that. He said he knows your thought afar off. So by the time when you think it, he done already knew about it. That's why you can't get nothing past God. He already knew about it. He knows what's in your heart. Bless you, Sister Denise. He knows what's in your heart. Oh, Sister Crystal, God bless you. Deaconess, thank you for tuning in, Erica. The dog lover. Amen. God knows what's in your heart, so you can't fool him. But I just wanted to put that out there about those of the called according to his purpose. The called. Hallelujah, God. That's why I say the true worshipers worship him in spirit and in truth. The true worshipers. I know, sweetie. I know, Sister Gallman. That's somebody take a loved one from you through violence, death, and stuff like that. You lose a loved one, that somebody then took their life and all of that. I'm not fussing at you. I'm not doing it. I know that's hard. All I'm saying is, though, honey, please, with everything you got, continue to ask God for forgiveness. I know. Nobody say you got to have lunch with the man. Nobody say you got to go visit him in jail or whatever, or wherever he may be and whatnot. I know. I get it. When I say I get it, I truly and really do. Amen. Continue to ask God to help you with that. I know you're working on it. I know. We talked about that before. Continue to work on it. That, and you ain't the only one, sis. It's a lot of them. There's a lot of them out there that's dealing with stuff like that. For whatever the case may be, somebody has taken a love. We look on the news every day and see what somebody, when a life has been taken by somebody else that's been cut short. And I'm not, that's not easy at all. I'm not saying you better forget. Pray, ask God to help you with that. That's not easy when you lose a loved one like that. And that's with anybody dealing with anything. Forgiving, that's a hard pill to swallow. But as a child of God, we have to forgive these people. Do not let the enemy, not just Sister Gallman, that's anybody on here now. Don't let the enemy fool you by saying, well, God knows my heart. He knows it. Yes, God knows your heart. He put it in there. He know it. He know it. He does know it. But don't use that for an excuse. Anybody on this line tonight or whoever sees this tomorrow or the next day to say that, I can't forgive that individual, but God knows me. He knows you. Continue to work on that. And that's with anybody on here on this line on tonight. Forgiveness is not easy when you've been hurt, when you've been scarred, when you've been cut deep. Lies, stealing, cheating, that hurts. When somebody then cheated you out of some money that you trust, that you thought you could depend on. Somebody lied on you, somebody who you love or you thought that was your friend or whatever the case may be. Somebody takes out a loved one or whatever the case may be. Some people even get mad at God for taking out a loved one because they wanted their mother, their father, whomever. But you're still here. If God was petty, he would have took you out by now. Because God is not petty. We are as people. We're petty. We're a whole of grudge. We won't forgive all these people that don't, that say there is no God. All these people that's doing things against God's word. Homosexuals are having sex with each other, men with men, women and women, and still yet God is waking them up every morning, still yet. They're not dying in the bed or wherever they just did they sinful act. Fornicators, men cheating on wives, wives cheating on husbands. They didn't die right there with whoever their mistress is. They still went back to their homes and still woke up in the morning because God is a forgiving God. He's giving you a chance to repent. But if you mess around and God decides to cut your life short and you close your eyes for the final time, then you have just died in sin. So that's something to think about. When it comes to unforgiveness, whenever your time is, because we don't know when our last day on this earth is. As we say, tomorrow is not promised. To end this evening is not promised all the way. You never know. Get right with God. Ask God to help you. Forgiveness in my heart. That's what you need. Father God, help me to forgive this individual or these people or whatever the case may be. White people, foreigners, whomever. Get that mess out of your heart. Get that stuff out of your heart. God does not give us the spirit of fear. Big Willie, I ain't see you on there. Big Willie Lewis. Oh, we go back a long way. Elementary school. My dog right there. Way back. God has not given us the spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7. But of love, of a power, and of a sound mind. He gives you power and not fear. Use that power. Use it. Hallelujah, God. Use that power. Use your sound mind that God has given you. Hallelujah, God. Love. He's giving you the spirit of love. You got to love those who don't love you. And that's the problem that a lot of people have. And that's the reason why a lot of people are not going to make it in on judgment day. Because they don't want to show love to people who don't love you. It's hard for you to love a racist bigot, isn't it? And somebody who can care less about you, that just hates you for the color of your skin. I'm not saying you got to go up and try and have lunch with the person or do whatever. But in your heart, sometimes you have got to love that individual. Pray for them that God will take that from you. There's been plenty of racists that have been reformed that love you just probably more than some of your own people do. Plenty of them. Every racist is just not born a racist and die a racist. Plenty of them has been turned. Hallelujah. Through God. Hallelujah, God. Through the love. Hallelujah. Bless your name. I'm getting ready to end, but y'all remember that all you old schoolers, some of you youngsters, but I got old schoolers on the line. Look like y'all remember that episode on the Jeffersons, that episode where George gave mouth to mouth to that Klansman. Y'all remember that one and whatnot. We'd have seen it 100 times, and he didn't want to do it at first, but he got on there. He gave him some breaths, brought him back to life, and remember when his son said, "This is the man," and he said, "He saved me." He told his son, "You should have let me die." And you heard the crowd go, "Oh." And George said, "See that? They'll never learn." But the point is, he put his, even though it's a TV show, I'm sure something like this has probably happened in real life somewhere. He put his racist beliefs to the side and all of that, his hatred, and he saved that racist man's life. And that racist man still yet said, "You should have let me die." Because he mad that another black man not only helped him because he put his lips on him and all of that. Now think about it. Yeah, that's a TV show, but a lot of times, in many cases, I'm sure that people of color has helped another race, and the person of the other race was very ungrateful. I can't imagine that. I don't know how I would feel or react, but I pray in a situation like that that God would help me to overcome that, because we are overcomers. The word says so. Jesus said, "I've overcome the world, and you will too." The world hated me before it hated you. I said, "Oh my God!" And that's Jesus. So, G, like, what you got? What you doing out here hating folks? I overcame it. You can, too. The God said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." We got to forgive. We got to be overcomers. The word says so. The word says we are overcomers. And remember, Jesus said, "How can I forgive you if you don't forgive them?" I know y'all heard me say this 100 times, and I will continue to say it. As like Reverend Al Sharpton said, I'm going to continue to beat the drum. I'm going to continue to beat the drum on that. How can I forgive you if you don't forgive them? And that's what Jesus said. Hey, baby. Amen. My queen has made it in. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Like I said, we got some work going on outside that's getting done. But God bless each and every last one of you for tuning in. I pray that this message has really sunk in and that it helped somebody. to know that you are a powerful being. There's nothing weak about you. There's nothing sad about you. You are a man of God. You are a woman of God. You are a child of God. If you have not given your life to Christ, do so today. Just ask God for forgiveness, and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' holy name, amen. I accept you. I believe in my heart that you are the Son of God, Jesus, and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. It don't cost no money. It's free. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, and you shall be saved. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name. There's so much more that I would love to talk to, and I'll continue to do so when it's my turn again in a couple of weeks and whatnot. But, you know, I got to make sure that can't nothing be sugarcoated. I got to make sure that this word is getting across. It got to be raw and uncut. Amen. Let us go into a word of prayer, and let us get ready to close out so you can enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, bless your holy name, God. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for this lesson on tonight. I pray, Father God, that you was glorified, God. I am nothing without you. We are nothing without you. We can't do anything without you, God. We live and breathe through you in Jesus' holy name, God. Lord, help us, Heavenly Father, to have a forgiving heart. Touch us right now that are struggling with forgiveness right now, Heavenly Father, with unforgiveness, God. Help us right now to overcome that in Jesus' holy name, God. The devil is a liar. He's doing all that he can to keep planting seeds that will be unforgiven in Jesus' name, God. But the devil is a liar. Like the sister said earlier today, Heavenly Father, Lord. Father God, I pray that we are forgiving people. We are loving people in Jesus' holy name, God. We are holy people, God. We are strong people. The word says we're peculiar. We're different. We're sanctified. Hallelujah, God. Bless your name, God. Well, Father God, you have not given us the spirit of fear. You have given us the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I pray that we be good stewards with what you have given us, God. Husbands, take care of your wives. Wives, take care of your husbands. Families, take care of each other. Pray for one another. Pray for our leaders in Jesus' holy name, God. Whatever it is, somebody has a vice, whether it's drugs, whether it's lust, whether it's whatever it may be, remove it right now, God. Kill it, burn it down to the root, cast it to the dry places where it may dwell in wonder in Jesus' holy name, God. Whatever it is you're struggling with, ask God to take it from you in the mighty name of Jesus. Nothing is too hard for God. He even asked that question. He said, is anything too hard? He even asked that. Hallelujah, God. God, there's nothing too hard for God in Jesus' holy name. He can do it. You got to want it to be done, and he can do it. He can help you with it. Lord, we bless your holy name. You are an awesome God, a mighty God, a holy God, a strong God, a forgiving God. You are King of kings and Lord of lords and God of all gods, the one true wise God. We love you. We praise you. We give you honor. We give you glory. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Bless your holy name, God. I thank God for each and every last one of you, my classmates that tuned in. Amen. Even Eric Williams, he's an old sorry Pittsburgh Steelers fan, but I thank you for tuning in. Amen. And OG Kirk Martin, amen. Kirk, you know, them, you and them sorry Eagles, I can't stand y'all. Yeah, the two of y'all on here tonight, yeah, the Eagles and the Steelers, I can't stand either one of you. All you needed was a 49er to complete the set. Amen. The other three, I can't stand. Amen. But I love y'all anyway. I just hate your teams. I love y'all, brothers. Thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all could have been doing anything. God bless you. Reggie Nixon, Mendel, man. God bless you, man. Thank you for tuning in. I ain't seen you in a while, man. But, man, thank you for tuning in, man. I love you, brother, man. We go way back to school, the Lord Richmond, amen, the Diamonds, amen. God bless you, Sister Gallman. We're going to keep on praying for you, amen. You'll get there. You will get there. Continue to ask God for that forgiveness, amen. You'll get there, and you'll be right there, amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, amen. I am Elder Dakota Radden. I am at Restoration Community Outreach Ministries under the leadership of Pastor Tonetta Robinson. If you would love to send a donation to our church, it's $RCOM. That's Restoration Community Outreach Ministries. $RCOM1999. If so, then just keep us in prayer. Pray for us. I need prayer. Pray for me that I will continue bringing this word, that I will keep being a holy man of God, that I will keep teaching and preaching the gospel. Amen. Bless your holy name, God. That we got awesome pastors and we got awesome ministers. Amen. My favorite minister, Minister Joshua Robinson. Amen. He preaches every third Sunday. God bless the brother, the baddest organ player this side of the Mississippi. Amen. You got our deaconesses are awesome. Amen. That we have our deacons. Amen. Deacon Matthew. Amen. Our soon to be deacon in training, whatever he may be, Nate Richardson. Amen. And there's also a service in Newberry, South Carolina. For those of you that's on that side of town, amen. I believe at 2615 or 16 Johnstone Street up there. All you got to do is turn on Johnstone for all you people in Newberry, South Carolina. Y'all know where that is. Amen. That's at 2 o'clock. The bishop Robinson will be bringing that word. Amen. They got two awesome, awesome ministers. Amen. A husband and wife combination. Amen. Busting the devil in his head. The Mighty Comans. Amen. Minister T and Minister C Coleman. Awesome. Amen. And the leaders up there, Deacon Fuller, all them brother, bad brother, all of them. God bless each and every last one of you. Amen. Remember, you are an overcomer. And remember, faith over fear, because God did not give you the spirit of fear. Amen. God bless each and every last one of you. I love you and good night.